Let's go back in time to 1932 as Converse brings you historic footage of the legendary original Celtics with whom all great professional teams are compared.
We have now taken over your radio.
Richie Guerin is about to show you the most important step in getting past a man. It's the first one.
And Oscar will inbound it. The men in green, the Milwaukee Bucks, that's Al Cinder against Bellamy.
Has Jordan. Allen shakes free. Gets two!
Gilmore on a big step!
Oh,
brother! Lead Toledo artist. You get 21.
4:28 to go in the first quarter for the Cal Palace. Here's Barry.
Jordan. Open. Chicago with the lead!
Hello and welcome back to the Over and Back Classic NBA Podcast. I am Jason Mann. Joining me as always is Rich Craich, and we have Adam Johnson back from Basketball Pantheon to talk about the top 50 candidacy of Kevin Durant. So looking at kind of the basic case, he is 92nd all-time in win shares, 15th all-time in win shares per 48, 23rd in box score plus minus, and 68th in value over replacement player. He has been on the All-NBA first team five times. He won, has been a one-time MVP so far. Four times is in the top 10 in win shares for 48. Four times in the top 10 in value over replacement player. He is fifth all-time in points per game, which is more than I expected. But he's a great scorer, a superstar capable of lifting a franchise single-handedly, really just, you know, a once-in-a-generation player who's also, you know, become very versatile, a great defender, and just, you know, has been part of some really good winning teams in Oklahoma City, including a team that reached the finals and probably would have reached more if not for injuries and other questionable decisions. I guess the only real thing that is going against him right now is that he has not played in the league all that long. He's only played for, I believe, 8 seasons, and the last season was cut short because of injury. So so not a lot of minutes. But other than that, you know, he's definitely a guy trending toward being in the top 50. But, you know, should he make it now? I guess that is the question. So, Adam, what do you think?
I was, you know, talking to us earlier, and we have him very, very, very close to the top 50 as of now. With probably one more good season, he would probably crack it. It's been that good so far. I mean, he's only played 8 seasons, really 7.5, like you said, and he's already at the 15,000 point mark, which is like a, you know, simple benchmark that a lot of those Hall of Famers have. I mean, he's going to get to like, is it possible to get to like double that at some point in his career? And yeah, the MVP helps, the final appearance, like he's got kind of these touchstone like things for, you know, these 50 greatest players already, and he's only played 8 seasons. So yeah, he's really, really close in my mind.
The biggest thing for me is, and I don't disagree that he's a top 50 candidate and absolutely should probably be on the list, but I harken back to something we talked about with Curtis when we originally, you know, kicked off this project, and we talked about Shaq in 1996 and how it sort of always felt kind of weird that he was there and like he hadn't built his legacy yet, and I think Durant has a little bit more obviously than Shaq did at that point. I mean, Shaq was still just so fresh in the league, whereas as Durant's pretty much come up with his, you know, we've seen, you know, MVP, as you mentioned, finals appearances, that sort of stuff, but it still feels kind of weird if we said yes he is, because I feel like there's so much more legacy to be built. Not that in anything's going to happen that he's going to get worse, but I feel like it would help, you know, a few more years of just him being that much better, or you know, a few more years of him maybe getting to the finals again or winning a title. It might feel like more of a slam dunk and feel more genuine, whereas now I don't know, and I think he absolutely is, but there's something weird about still putting a guy who just probably has, you know, 10 more years left in the league, you know, maybe even more than that, and we're already, you know, putting him in this list. I don't know, and that's why Curtis sort of said, hey, I don't put any current players in any list that I do. I kind of wait for them to retire. I don't know with Durant. It is, you know, I think if he retired tomorrow, he is in, but it feels weird. I don't know. I always struggle with that of current players or guys that still haven't come up with their legacy. Like a guy like LeBron is a no doubter. I mean, that guy has had enough here. Whereas Durant, I think there's still more to be done for him to pad that resume. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Adam, you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I made that exact note. I was like, if Shaq was in after four, then KD has every right to be in after eight.
Right, right.
So yeah, so that part of it is tough. But yeah, it's eight's such a weird number. It's like if it was just 10, you know, it'd be like...
Exactly, so, yeah. I have no problem with 10. But it's like,
yeah, it's like
he's got two more years of like super prime. And like, right. Yeah, what can he do in those 2 years? Like it feels hollow to say, yeah, he's in right now when it might... I mean, not that he might not pad it a little bit more, but I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of think once you're in... You know, I mean, he has, in addition to the one MVP, he has three runners up at MVP, you know. So, I mean, if anyone else had that, you know, we would say, oh, yeah, they're definitely in. You know, I mean, it would take an exceptional, you know, almost case for us to not say that. I mean, I just think, like, he's accomplished enough. Like, I get what you're saying. But I just feel like, hey, he's good enough to win. And, you know, he has played 21,630 minutes in his career. And you look at some of the guys who are in the top 50 right now and a couple of them who are likely to be in ours. Bill Sharman played roughly, you know, 22,000 minutes. His aren't exact because one of his seasons they don't have the minute total for, but it's close to that. Willis Reed played 23,000 minutes. Maravich played 24,000 minutes. Bill Walton, who isn't going to go on ours because of the longevity issue, played 13,000 minutes in his career. So, I think he's accumulated enough of a legacy. You know, if we keep him out because like, oh, we just kind of want to put another guy who's played longer and accomplished more, maybe I can see that. But I don't know. I mean, he's just been such an elite player for long enough that I really think like I just would say, yeah, he deserves it now. But, you know, I'm not, you know, your guys' thoughts certainly make sense on it as well. I just feel like, you know, once you're in, you're in. I feel like that's, you know, and then someone else knocks you out eventually. But for now, I think he's in.
Yeah.
And I think go ahead, Adam. Sorry.
No, that's fair. I think that's fair. And my thing is not as much like because of the years played. It's more like he I told you guys, I mean, our list, he's 51. I mean, so it's like almost like if he would have finished this season healthy, he probably would have. It's like that close. So ours is not based on years because there's going to be people who have, you know, 4 years played who are on our list because of what they've done in those 4 years. But that's not totally my thing, but I see what you're saying. Like that's like a kind of an iffy thing. People are like, oh, you know, once you're in or you're in. I agree with that element of it. I don't think there's anything that can like knock you out other than just a player, you know, that comes along that's better. But yeah, I mean, he's like been the leader of a franchise pretty much since he was drafted and has done an amazing job at that and has had five, you know, give or take this half season, just amazing seasons, offensive seasons, and became a really good defensive player in that 2014 MVP season. So, yeah, I'm like right on the fence with him being in or not.
Real quickly, do some advanced stats here. Look at how he compares. Aaron position, second in points per 36, fourth in free throw attempts per 36, third in win shares per 46, second in overall win shares, and second in value over replacement player. Unfortunately, that LeBron James guy plays in the NBA with him, so he'll always be second in some of those stats. But all time, and this really gives you a nice snapshot of where he's at right now, you know, in only 8 years. First in points per 36, you know, all time. So he actually leapfrogs LeBron in this by, you know, just immediately being great, whereas LeBron, you know, took like, you know, 1 or 2 years to really get his scoring chops together. 14th in free throw attempts per 36, sixth in win shares per 40. I thought that was very important for a guy, you know, of his stature. 40th in win shares, and then 29th in value of replacement player. I think the biggest one there I look at is win shares. I mean, when you talk about a cumulative stat like win shares, and you talk about a guy who's only in 8 years and he's 40th, like that's, you know, like that's a lot. I mean, that is really, really, really impressive for a guy that, yeah, like we said, it, you know, possibly has 10 more years under his belt, you know, maybe more than that. And that's, you know, he's already accumulated that much is pretty insane.
Yeah, I can't add anything to that. So, Adam, anything else you'd like to say about KD?
Yeah, we talked last time about kind of with Pau Gasol about how, what do you do with like international stuff? And like, do you measure things like that? If you do measure international stuff, he is a monster at the international level. The two tournaments he's played in for the US, he was the best player, I thought, on both of those teams. especially in 2010, he carried the team and just like huge performance after huge performance. And that stuff, you know, if you're measuring it, that definitely counts. But yeah, the already at 93.4 win shares, I was noting that too. That's incredible after 7.5 years. And the playoff moments, I mean, for legacy stuff, I mean, you can just, you know, name some already. And like, I was at a game in the 2012 conference finals, game four, where they basically just ran the exact same play like 10 times in a row. And he scored, I think, 9 out of 10.
Scott Brooks did that? No.
Yeah. That's impossible. Shocking that he would call that same play. But it's like he actually had a player made it work. You know, it's like
right.
That's the sad thing is like he actually had a player that no one could stop with the Spurs. Like they tried so many different things. It was just a simple pin down. Like Westbrook would throw it to Harden on the left wing. He'd pin down screen for Durant. He'd catch at the free throw line, and he would just score just in whichever way. And the one time they jumped on it, and he threw a backdoor alley-oop to him. And it's just like, what do you do to guard this guy? And so that was just in year five that he was at that level. So, yeah, I mean, the guy is like an amazing talent. And, yeah, I would have no real arguments with y'all eventually putting him in.
All right. Well, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. One thing. Yeah, he's just going to be a tall. And I want to put him in, but I don't know. I'm going to wrestle with that till the end. I think absolutely. I think when push comes to shove, I probably will have him in. But man, if Curtis wasn't so strong, Curtis convinced me on the guy. Like, don't put guys in when they're still currently playing. But I don't know. I have no idea because then I can't leave LeBron out and that sort of stuff. So I feel like Durant's going to make it. You know, push comes to shove when it's all said and done. But it's going to be interesting to see. You know, sort of who he goes in above and who we sort of take out to put him in. But yeah, I mean, in terms of it, and don't read this into me not thinking he's an all-time great. He absolutely is. But yeah, it'll be fun to see. He's going to be an interesting one, and I could see some people absolutely agreeing with it, and I could see some people taking issue with it as well, which both fairly and unfairly on both those ends. So
sure. Yeah. And I think he'll, it'll be interesting to kind of see where he, where he fits the cutoff line for sure. So
yeah.
All right. Well, thanks everyone for listening. You can we're going to keep doing these top 50 shows throughout the rest of the off season until we come to our grand conclusion. So thanks for listening. You can find us at hardwoodparoxysm.com. We also have our forums at overandbacknba.com. You can check out our podcast on iTunes, leave a rating and review, and you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at overandbacknba. So until next time, thanks for listening and goodbye.